My beloved hearts, I am your Mother Mary, and I come to congratulate all of you who have participated in this latest vigil of the Rosary for Loving Yourself. My beloved, if you could see the beautiful light that has spread throughout the earth as a result of so many people giving this rosary, then you would surely rejoice with me. For I can tell you that this glow that is of the softest pink, like the petals of a rose in the morning sun, has spread around the earth as has indeed formed a band of energy that has consumed a very substantial cloud of negative energy that has been hanging around this planet for a very long time. Oh, my beloved, it has been a burden on this planet that the false humility created by dark forces and prideful people have prevented so many of the truly spiritual people on this planet from loving themselves, loving their spiritual selves, loving themselves as spiritual beings, as sons and daughters of God. For truly, my beloved, consider how ever since your childhood you have been indoctrinated with the belief that it is wrong to love yourself. It is wrong to appreciate the self that you are. Yet, my beloved, I hope you can now see that the real you, the conscious you, is the self that was created by God, and therefore it is worthy of love. God loves that self, and therefore, why should you not love the self that you are? Surely you do not love the human ego and the outer personality that is not created by God. But there is nothing wrong with loving the self that is created by God and recognizing that it is created by God. And thus, those of you who have given this rosary, whether every day or just a few times, will surely have felt an increase in love in your being. And I can assure you that on a planetary scale, you have begun an upward spiral that will make it easier for all people to love themselves, to love their spiritual selves, and to see beyond the tendency in this world to always focus on the negative. Oh, my beloved, consider how many people have made it almost a lifestyle to always criticize and point out the negative. And my beloved, when you realize the creative power of the human mind, what do you think these people are creating when they always focus on the negative rather than focus on the positive? I am not saying you need to be like an ostrich and stick your head in the sand and refuse to recognize that there are problems on this planet, for surely that will not lead anywhere near the golden age. Yet what I am saying is that while recognizing that there are problems on this planet, you choose to see them as temporary manifestations that are not ultimately real. And then you look beyond those outer appearances to the reality of God, the reality of the matter light that is behind all appearances. Therefore, you do not, as Jesus said, judge by according to appearances. You judge by reaching for the vision of the Christ mind that helps you see God's reality behind all temporary appearances. Yet, my beloved, how can you do this in the world around you unless you have first done it in your own being by seeing beyond the ego and the outer personality and realize that the conscious you is a son or daughter of God, is a co-creator with God, and that you are fully worthy of God's love. For only when you love yourself can you love others as yourself. This, my beloved, is the most profound truth that Jesus gave 2,000 years ago, but oh, how few people have understood that truth. Look how many Christians have been brought up, have been programmed, have been brainwashed into seeing themselves as miserable sinners and thinking they should feel guilty for simply being alive. Oh, my beloved, what is the insanity that indoctrinates the innocent mind of a child with this heavy burden of sin and guilt? Yes, my beloved, this must indeed come to an end, and your rosary has dealt a very severe blow to this consciousness of self-hatred that has permeated this planet for far too long. Thus, my beloved, I come to congratulate you with a work well done, and as we of the Ascended Hosts have said for many years, the reward for service is more service. And thus I ask you to build on the foundation that you have laid through this rosary for loving yourself, and now give a vigil of these next two rosaries for peace that we are releasing. For my beloved, there is indeed a great need for invoking the flame of peace that can consume the conditions that lead to war. Yet why have we waited with these rosaries for peace until you have given the rosary for loving yourself? Because, my beloved, if you do not love yourself, how can you be at peace within yourself? And if you are not at peace within yourself, how can you be a force for peace in this world? You see, my beloved, life is really not that complicated. If you love yourself, you will love other people, and thus you will not commit acts of violence against them, nor will you respond to violence even if they are violent toward you. For you will know through the clarity of your love, that they are more than the outer personality and the ego that commits acts of violence. And thus, instead of seeking to punish them, you will seek to raise them up out of their illusions and set them free from the energies, even the dark spirits, even the demons of war. Yes, my beloved, there is indeed a need to invoke peace in this world. For as is clearly stated in our rosary, there can be no freedom without peace. And as you well know, Jesus was called the Prince of Peace, precisely because he came to inaugurate the age of Pisces, which was meant to be an age of peace. Thus, my beloved, it was indeed the divine design that at the end of this 2,000-year period, humankind would leave war behind them. Obviously, as is plain for everyone to see, this goal has not been fulfilled yet. But, my beloved, this goal is far closer than you might think when you look at world events. For has not this 2,000-year period seen an unprecedented amount of wars? And has not this past century seen an unprecedented amount of wars on a very large scale? And thus I can assure you that there is indeed a growing realization among humankind that war must come to an end. And the only thing that is lacking for this to actually manifest is that people come to a recognition of the true cause of war. That true cause of war has a personal and a planetary aspect. The personal aspect is, of course, the warring in the members of individuals which is caused by the human ego. And a planetary aspect is the presence of a small elite of life streams, the power elite, who are absolutely committed to power or to proving God wrong, and thus will do anything to stir up conflict as a means to either control the people for their own gain or simply destroy this planet in order to thwart God's plans for the earth. Thus, my beloved, what needs to happen is truly that people are awakened and come to see the consciousness of war for what it is. This awakening must, of course, start among the top 10% of the most spiritually aware people on this planet, for they are truly the ones that can turn the tide away from war and towards peace. Yet, the unfortunate point is, as Jesus has pointed out in his discourses on the great thinking of the human ego, that many of the most spiritual people on earth have been trapped in great thinking. They have come to think that all that is necessary is that they love everyone and ignore every problem. For if a problem is ignored, it will surely go away by itself, or so they think. Yet, my beloved, the reality is, and history proves this for anyone who is willing to take a closer look, that no problem will go away by itself. As has been said, for evil to triumph, it only takes that good men, good people, do nothing. Thus, I must tell you that the most spiritual people, the top 10% of the people on this planet, are the only ones who can remove the consciousness of war from this planet. Yet they must do so by beginning to remove the warring in their own members, namely the human ego. And this, my beloved, is precisely the problem with great thinking, namely that it gives the ego a protected status as an untouchable part of people's psychology. For in thinking that all that is necessary is for them to be loving and kind, they are also being loving and kind to their own egos. And my beloved, you do not overcome the ego by being tolerant of the ego. You overcome the ego only when the conscious you awakens to the existence of the ego and becomes completely intolerant of the ego, so that you will no longer allow it to run your life or to have any presence in your being. Thus, my beloved, there is indeed such a thing as the perfect hatred, which is not a hatred in a human dualistic sense, but is the flame of love that burns with such brightness that it will no longer tolerate anything other than love. It will simply not tolerate anything that springs from anti-love, and thus it consumes anything based on anti-love instantly. This, my beloved, is indeed what must happen if war is to be banished from this planet. The top 10% of the most spiritual people on earth must wake up and realize that they have allowed the ego to remain in their own consciousness, and thus they have allowed the consciousness of war to remain in their own subconscious minds. And as long as they allow this to happen, then God simply does not have the authority to remove the consciousness of war on this planet or remove the beings who are absolutely committed to war and thus embody the consciousness of war. And thus, my beloved, I must tell you that even though it is the bottom 10%, the power elite, who creates every war on this planet, it is actually the top 10%, the spiritual elite, who are responsible for allowing the consciousness of war and the power elite to remain on Earth. My beloved, do you see the equation? The power elite are so trapped in the consciousness of duality that they are not likely to change their minds in the foreseeable future. It is not likely that they will be converted to the cause of peace and nonviolence and suddenly destroy all their weapons and refuse to exercise power over the population. Thus, what must happen is that the top 10% of the people on Earth wake up and decide that they will no longer tolerate war on this planet, and they realize that they are the ones who have the potential to bring forth God's judgment so that war can be removed from this planet. And how do you bring forth God's judgment? Well, my beloved, you can judge the consciousness of war only when you have removed the consciousness of war from your own being, when you have removed the warring in your own members by removing the human ego. Thus, my beloved, it is indeed necessary for people, for planet Earth to rise above war, that there is greater tolerance among people. Yet, as with everything else, the ego can pervert every positive quality, even the quality of love, forgiveness, and tolerance. For the false tolerance is that anything goes, that anything should be allowed. The false tolerance makes people believe that they should not take a stand against war, but that they should simply focus on being loving and kind, thinking that then war will go away by itself. But my beloved, do you not see that if the good people do nothing, then they give free rein to those people who are committed to war? And thus they will inevitably drag nations into war, as has indeed happened over these last 5 years since the terrorist attacks in New York on September 11, 2001. My beloved, do you not see that the United States has been dragged into war and conflict by those who are using terrorism as an excuse for increasing military spending and using their military superiority to supposedly bring democracy and freedom, but in reality further the cause of the power elite? Thus, my beloved, even though there is a substantial number of very spiritual people in the United States, you can clearly see that these spiritual people have not been able to provide enough of a counterweight, a counterbalance, to prevent the United States from being dragged into war by the power elite. And this alone should show you that the spiritual people in the United States have not done their job of removing the warring in their own members. They have not been willing to face their egos and overcome those egos so that they could have the moral superiority, the moral authority to call forth the judgment of God upon the power elite in the United States who are dragging this nation into war and who surely have plans to drag it into further wars around the globe. Yes, my beloved, I am being the stern mother, for it is indeed time that the most spiritual people on this planet wake up and realize that the future of this planet hangs in the balance, and they are the only ones who can tip the balance in the favor of peace. Thus, as Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you are a spiritual person and you claim to love God and love the spiritual realm, then keep the commandment to remove the beam from your own eye. Stop thinking that it is other people who are responsible for the fact that there is war and violence on this planet. Yes, these people are the ones who commit war, violence, and start wars, and they make a decision to do so. But as I have tried to point out, they are simply acting on a certain state of consciousness that is dragging them into actions over which they really have no control. And so, the problem is not the people, but the consciousness of war that hangs over this planet as a black cloud. And why is this consciousness still hanging over this planet? Well, it is because God has not been given sufficient authority to remove that consciousness. Archangel Michael and his legions of blue flame angels have not been given the marching orders to consume that consciousness and remove all beings who refuse to let go of that consciousness. And why have they not been given that authority? Well, they have not been given that authority because the top 10% of the most spiritual people on this planet have refused to overcome the warring in their own members by becoming completely intolerant toward their own egos. And yet if those top 10% were to awaken and make a firm commitment to overcome the ego, then in removing the beam from your own eyes, you would indeed give God the authority to remove the consciousness of war from this entire planet. And when this dark cloud of that consciousness is removed, I can assure you that even those who are now committed to war would suddenly wake up and be able to see the insanity of their actions that they cannot presently see because of what we might call the fog of war that blinds people to the existence of a nonviolent solution to their problems. My beloved, there is indeed a small elite on this planet who is committed to war. But since when have you seen the high and the mighty of these power elite people be out in the trenches with a gun and taking the risk of being shot at? So, my beloved, you realize clearly that no war could be fought on this planet unless the people allow themselves to be pulled in to fighting the wars for the power elite. Unless the people allow themselves to be turned into cannon fodder, then no war could be fought. And what is it that allows the population to be pulled into fighting wars, even though most people are peaceful people? Well, indeed, it is indeed that the general population are blinded by the illusions created by the power elite, by the fog of war. And thus, they do not see that there is a peaceful solution to every problem, and they do not take a stand and demand that their leaders provide that peaceful solution instead of immediately going to war whenever a provocation arises. My beloved, can you not see that the American people, the vast majority of the population, were blinded by the fog of war after 9/11, 2001? And thus, they did not have the vision nor the determination to demand that their government look for a peaceful solution to the problem of world terrorism. And therefore, they allowed their nation to be dragged into wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, thinking that this would be to the benefit of their own safety. I think, my beloved, that most Americans can see today that the war in Iraq has certainly not increased the safety of the world and has not diminished the threat of terrorism. And this, of course, is why popular support for the war is waning. Yet, my beloved, the public could not see that 5 years ago because they were blinded by the fog of war, by the logic of those who are committed to war and cannot see beyond the consciousness of war. And still the American public is blinded by that consciousness so that they cannot see peaceful solutions to the threat of terrorism. And thus they cannot even demand that their leaders search for such solutions. Yet why is the public blinded by this consciousness of war? Well, it is simply because, as Jesus has explained, the 80% of the general population would either follow the lowest 10%, namely the power elite, or the top 10%, namely the spiritual elite. And precisely because the top 10% have been so blinded by the gray thinking of the ego, they have not been willing to overcome the consciousness of warring in their own members. And thus they have not been able to act as the forerunners who could bring forth the new vision of how to actually solve the problem of world terrorism through peaceful means. So, my beloved, once again, the balance of this planet, the future of this planet, is indeed in the hearts and minds of the top 10% of the most spiritual people. Will they choose to walk the path of peace, or will they choose to continue to walk the path of false peace, which makes them think that they can be emissaries of peace without overcoming their egos? You see, my beloved, you cannot be an emissary of peace unless you first declare all-out war on your own ego. For only when you have removed that beam from your own eye can you see clearly how to remove the beam, the mote in the eye of another. And only then can you become a true emissary of true peace. For truly, peace cannot come about through the false tolerance which says that anything goes. Peace can only come about through the true tolerance of the Christ mind, the tolerance that is based on a clear discernment of what is of God and what is not of God. And thus, a Christed being can see that when people commit acts of violence, it is not because their real selves are evil or bad or violent. It is because the conscious self has withdrawn into a cave and has allowed the ego to act out through the consciousness of duality that always operates with two opposites. And it is this consciousness that causes people to think that they must fight the enemy, and therefore violence is necessary or unavoidable. Thus, my beloved, only when people have Christ's discernment can they see the difference between the person and that person's actions. Only when they have Christ's discernment can they see that the actions are caused by a state of consciousness that springs from the mind of duality, the mind of Antichrist. But behind the actions and the outer personality is the conscious self of the person, and that conscious self was created by God, and thus all people are truly brethren and part of the one body of God on earth. And only when you see beyond the outer actions will you be able to turn the other cheek and respond to violence with love. And in that love, you will potentially set your brothers and sisters free from the consciousness of war. For by turning the other cheek, you will indeed awaken many. And those who will not be awakened, those who hold on to the consciousness of war, will then be judged, and they will be removed from the planet. But even this is actually an act of mercy, for these live streams will then be sent to another realm, where they can receive further opportunities for overcoming the consciousness of war, opportunities that are not available to them on Earth, as long as the Earth is in its present condition. Thus, my beloved, the two rosaries we are releasing now form an alpha and an omega polarity. One invokes the flame of peace from above, and it is indeed based on the dictation by the Elohim of peace given some time ago. And I highly recommend that you study that dictation again. The other forms the omega action of calling for specific elements of the consciousness of war to be exposed so that people can see it and separate themselves from it. Thus, my beloved, these two rosaries can indeed provide an immense momentum of peace on this planet, and I can assure you that this is highly needed at this hour. For if nothing is done, then truly this planet will continue to slide further and further down the slippery slope of war until it passes the point of no return, and a large-scale war will indeed come to pass within the next year or two. Yes, my beloved, the Third World War could indeed break out within the next year or two unless something spectacular is done. And that something must be an awakening of the top 10% of the most spiritual people on Earth to the reality that you cannot make the problem of war go away by ignoring it, that you cannot overcome peace by acting as a loving and kind person while still tolerating the human ego who is simply hiding behind a loving and kind facade, pretending to be spiritual by still continuing its divisive ways. Thus, my beloved, I encourage you to embrace these two rosaries and continue to give them until I give you further notice. I will not tell you exactly how you should give these rosaries, but leave it up to you. You can give one rosary one day and the other the next. Or you may choose that one rosary is closer to your heart and give that one exclusively. Or you may find other ways to combine them according to your own inner direction. My beloved, these rosaries are somewhat long, but is it too much to give 45 minutes of your time to the cause of world peace? Yet I recognize that many people live busy lives, and thus I will say that if you cannot give a full rosary, then give part of it. Each rosary has four distinct sections. If you do not have time, then give the introduction, two sections one day, and then the sealing. Then the next day, give the introduction, the last two sections, and then the sealing. So, my beloved, it is in no way my intention to cause any kind of fear or panic in your being. I am not asking you to start acting in an unbalanced or fearful manner. I am asking you to stay in the flame of loving yourself that you have invoked during the past rosary vigil. I am asking you to let nothing disturb that state of love and that state of inner peace. And then I am asking you, based on that inner peace, to give these two rosaries with the absolute knowledge and determination that when you ask for peace, you shall indeed receive it. When you call forth the flame of peace, then that flame of peace will indeed consume the consciousness of war. And thus, my beloved, I am asking you to overcome all fear. And if indeed you sense elements of fear concerning war in your own being, then go after them. Use these two rosaries to specifically call for all fear of war to be consumed in your own being, for it is truly only the ego that can give rise to such fear, and your ego will be hiding behind that fear, seeking to divert your attention to becoming so concerned about conditions in the world that you do not look at the ego, expose it, and overcome it. Thus, my beloved, realize that whenever there is fear, the ego is hiding behind it. And thus, instead of focusing on the object of fear, as the ego would have you do, look beyond the fear itself and expose the ego, and then ask for it to be consumed by the flame of peace, the flame of ecstatic peace coming from the Elohim of peace. For truly that flame of ecstatic peace is able to consume all fear. For how can there be fear when your entire being is infused with the ecstatic peace that knows nothing but peace? So I ask you to open your heart and your chakras, to open your entire being to that flame of ecstatic peace. I ask you, in this coming time, as you give these rosaries, to immerse yourself in the flame of ecstatic peace, to allow that flame to enter your being and consume all unlike itself. Oh, my beloved, I hope that these rosaries will help you recognize the essential truths, that you cannot overcome war by being in a state of fear. You can overcome war only by being fully anchored in a state of peace. For as you cannot remove darkness, you cannot remove war without bringing the light of peace. And thus, war will be removed only when the top 10% of the people, the spiritual people, choose to be the open doors for the light and the flame of peace to stream into the material realm, into the emotional realm, into the mental realm, and into the identity realm of planet Earth, and consume the consciousness of war on all four levels of the matter world. Yes, my beloved, be the flame of peace. Be the open door for the flame of peace. For as long, determine that you will be the light of the world, and that as long as you are in the world, you will be the flame of peace to consume the consciousness of war. I, Mary, commend you for your love and for your steadfastness in giving my rosaries and in working to overcome your egos. I see the progress you are making individually and even as a worldwide community of those who are committed to the path of peace. I congratulate you. And I bow to you with sincere respect and gratitude for your progress. Thus receive the overwhelming, overflowing gratitude from the heart of your spiritual mother. For the mother of all life, I am.